Johnny McCurry, Giant FM News. Two visits to a Hancock County house by firemen. Firemen responded to 4722 South Morristown Pike overnight into early Friday morning. The home fully engulfed at that time, and it was the second visit to the property owned by a Jeremy Sperling. Crews were also there Thursday afternoon. Cause of both incidents believed to be electrical. The family was sleeping in a camper on the property after fire number one Thursday. No one was hurt. Firemen from Morristown, Greenfield, Charlottesville, Carthage, Fountaintown, Green Township, and Wilkinson were involved in the two calls. Still awaiting more details as to the accident itself, but we do have information on the identity of the deceased in an auto accident Friday afternoon in Shelby County on I-74. 75-year-old James Hale of Lafayette was killed in that Friday afternoon accident that happened near the 117-mile marker. It looks to be an all-Republican primary election on May 7th in Shelby County. No contested races on the Democrat side. As of noon Friday, the deadline to file the declaration of candidacy to be in this year's primary, and barring any last-minute withdrawals as of noon today, the primary ballot will break down this way. In Shelbyville, a three-way Republican race for the two at-large seats on the Common Council. Philip Coit Conover challenging incumbent City Councilman Brian Asher and Rob Nolley. Nolley currently on the council representing the 3rd Ward and this year running at-large. Asher now holds an at-large seat. Also in Shelbyville, two Republicans in a race for the office of Clerk Treasurer, and both are current county government office holders. Amy Glackman, now the county auditor, running for the clerk treasurer post, and Scott Asher, currently a member of the county council, has also filed to run for clerk treasurer. He is the brother of Common Councilman Brian Asher. Jeff Sponsel, the county election deputy, said residents have until April 8th to get registered to vote for the primary.
You can register to vote at indianavoters.com, IndianaVoters. I urge everyone that uses that website to be very careful, because there is no checkpoint. If you type in the wrong date of birth, you'll have problems. If you spell your name wrong, you'll have problems. But that's a great place to go. You can go to the DMV. We have forms right here at the counter.
And that counter mentioned by Sponsel at the county clerk's office in the courthouse. In Morristown, there's a three-way Republican primary race for two seats on the town council. Tammy Davis challenging incumbent Morristown council members Dave Benefield and Bill White. Candidates have until noon today to withdraw from the primary. Now, looking ahead to the general election, Scott Ferguson, former Shelbyville mayor and common council member, has filed to run for the 4th Ward seat on the council. He's a Republican. Also, Kerry Ridgway, a Democrat, has filed to run for the council at large. She's the wife of the current 4th Ward councilman, Brad Ridgway, a Republican, who's running for mayor of Shelbyville against the incumbent Democrat, Tom DeBon, who's seeking his 3rd term. A committee of the Shelbyville Common Council will take a closer look at a proposal to tie arts funding to tax abatements. The Common Council's Tax Abatement Committee heard a presentation Friday from Lindy Conover, Executive Director of the Shelby Arts Alliance, and Adam Rood, the city's Plan Commission Director. Under their idea, a percentage of the property tax savings a company gets from a tax abatement would go to the Arts Alliance. Conover told the committee one thing that the funds could be used for is creating a resource guide.
Part of this grand plan of, you know, knocking on 18,000 doors would be to kind of develop a directory, but a very dynamic, interactive directory where people are saying, like, we have people out there all the time, every day. I hear somebody say, oh, there's this person out in such and such country that, you know, out in the boonies, and they make awesome furniture. Or, man, this guy I know, he does really cool knives. He makes these really beautiful knives. These people don't consider themselves artists. They don't see themselves as selling this stuff, but they're there.
Rood, the Plan Commission Director, presented a spreadsheet to the Common Council's Tax Abatement Committee showing how much the Arts Alliance would get under 4 different contribution rates, 0.5%, 1%, 1.5%, and 2%. Mayor Tom DeBond, who attended the meeting, said they were looking at 1%, at least initially. According to the spreadsheet, if a company made a property investment totaling $32 million, the tax savings under a 10-year abatement would be more than $4.4 million. So a 1% contribution to the Shelby Arts Alliance would total more than $44,000. Responding to a question, Rood said they were still looking at whether contributions would be made in a lump sum or annual payments, and asked by Giant FM if tying arts funding to tax abatements would prompt the city to give more abatements to get more arts money. The mayor said that's not the case.
This in itself wouldn't change it. No. I mean, if the abatement committee wants to sit down and make changes, because that's what needs to come from, John, is the abatement committee. So all those rules and procedures and things like that that regard making recommendations to the council doesn't come from me, the mayor, doesn't come from anybody else, it comes from the abatement committee. So if they want to handle that as a council function, then that's something they would need to do.
The mayor suggested that the committee create an application that spells out what the numbers would be. Conover and Rood are to return to the tax abatement committee with a proposal. No date has been set. You might want to be careful just blindly following, say, Google Maps to your destination.
An Indonesian truck driver recovering from injuries after he followed Google Maps straight off a cliff and into a river. The man was hauling a load of rocks recently, but wasn't sure how to get to their destination in Bali. So he checked Google Maps and started off, not realizing the route suggested was for motorcycles and not trucks. By the time he thought about turning around, the road had become too narrow, and he pressed on until his truck stalled and then plunged into the river. People were able to quickly rescue him, and he did escape with relatively mild injuries.
Be careful out there. More news coming up, Giant FM.